Each of the hearings started out with the same basic script.
Good evening. It is 5 o'clock, and if everyone could take a seat.
On Tuesday, Education Commissioner Pam Stewart took her seat at a table on the stage in Tampa.
Welcome to the first of our three public meetings.
Wednesday, it was the stage at Broward College in South Florida. Thursday, it was a conference room in Tallahassee.
So we look forward to hearing from all of you so that we can make the best decision possible as we move forward.
She laid the ground rules for the hearings. Each speaker with a numbered card had 4 minutes at the microphone. There were a few more housekeeping items, acknowledgments of politicians and superintendents in the room, an update on recent board resolutions, and then she listened.
Thank you, Madam Commissioner. My name is Karen Ephraim. I am a wife, a mother of three, and a pediatrician, co-founder of the Florida Stop Common Core Coalition. I have done education
for more than 13 hours over three nights, she listened. Some of the voices were in support of Common Core.
From the standards seem logical and helpful to my students.
We have been empowered to change the mindset of learning within our classrooms for teachers and students.
Now as teachers, we can demand more concrete standards from our students.
And there were voices of skepticism.
The emphasis on finding many ways to solve a math problem sounds good in theory. This tends to undermine confidence.
My wife and I are against the Common Core. We already know what it's about. We're against it.
School choice and Common Core standards are not congruous or compatible.
About 750 people showed up to the meetings, and that's not counting the more than 7,000 comments that came in online. Between listening sessions, Stewart reflected on what she'd been hearing.
I would say one of the biggest themes was that folks are concerned about data mining.
Yeah, at the meeting in South Florida, there were a lot of folks who were critical of the Common Core, and I kept hearing the Common Core equated to Marxism and socialism and communism.
This is communism core, not Common Core.
Vladimir Lenin said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted."
Behavioral objectives, I reject this. It's mind control.
From where you sit, what do you make of that?
I suspect that those individuals have not looked at the actual standards or are seeing some content that maybe has something in it that is unrelated to the Common Core.
Stewart says she also heard encouragement.
What came alive in some of the stories that were told were that students were much more engaged.
Some of the changes that I've seen with the Common Core has been not only that increasing text complexity, but the discussions that the students are having are very meaningful, and the kids are, like, dying to read.
The Department of Education is still listening. Feedback is welcome online through the end of the month. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.